Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Melissa Broom. She's the acting director and senior policy analyst with the Job Opportunities Task Force, where she advocates for policies that help to remove barriers for low-income workers and returning citizens. Welcome to the show, Melissa. I'm excited to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
For our listeners that don't know about the important work that the Job Opportunities Task Force does, why don't you take a minute and just tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. So JOTF is a nonprofit. We're based here in Baltimore, but we work statewide to improve outcomes for low-wage and low-skilled workers. Our mission, quite simply, is to help low-wage workers advance in the workforce. So anything that has to do with helping people get to work and stay at work and advance up a solid career ladder to the point where they're earning family-sustaining wages, that's our focus.
It's interesting. JOTF has been sort of a curious mix of a service provider as well as a policy advocacy organization. And maybe you can talk a little bit about how you bridge both sides of that.
Sure. So we actually have three, it's kind of a three-legged stool at JOTF. We do program development, advocacy, and policy, public policy work, and then also research and public education. So in our program development work, we run Jumpstart, which is a pre-apprenticeship construction training program in East and West Baltimore. Our advocacy work centers around our public policy agenda that we take to Annapolis every year, and we'll talk more about that later. And then we also do research and public education. So we try, you know, our goal is always for the programs that we work on, for the policies that we're advocating for, we want to make sure that we have concrete data, evidence, research to support why we are suggesting that something needs to change. So those are the three areas.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about expungement and why that's been important for you all.
So in Maryland, we know that over 10,000 people return to our communities every year after incarceration. And of those, you know, 10 to 15,000, the vast majority of them return to neighborhoods throughout Baltimore City. The national numbers show that 1 in 4 Americans have some sort of a blemish on their criminal record. So this is an issue that's of extreme importance to JOTF because we know that it's not sustainable to have an economy where a quarter of the workforce is essentially shut out from obtaining jobs and good jobs because of a blemish on their background. We see this every day. Our phones ring off the hook with people calling us who are desperate and eager to get to work but keep having doors slammed in their face because of what's on their criminal record. So we have spent a lot of time over the years trying to approach this issue from lots of different angles, one of which certainly is expungement. For example, a felony that was committed last year is very different from a misdemeanor that was committed 10 years ago. But we know that regardless of the incident, employers are looking. We know that between 80 and 90% of employers report reviewing criminal records before making a hiring decision. We also know that upwards of 60% have admitted that they are not willing to hire people with criminal records. So anything we can do in terms of expungement to help someone clean up their record and eliminate, you know, those blemishes is going to go a very long way toward helping ensure that they can obtain a gainful employment.
So thank you for joining me, Melissa.
Thanks for having me.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.